was telling you that I was contacted by the Wall Street Journal on Monday of this last week, asking me to give my personal observations and opinions regarding this bill being sponsored by Representative Sensenbrenner out in Wisconsin. The bill essentially is trying to make it easier for public officials to have taken off their records any involuntary bankruptcy or liens filed against them by an individual that has done it illegally. First of all, I support that should happen. A public official that wrongfully has a lien filed against him by an individual fraudulently should be able to have that removed easily. But there's a big caveat here. And the big caveat that I want to make sure that I point out, that if a public official who has done something that is criminal in nature, such as disregarding rules, committing a crime, all the things that they are not supposed to do, if it is found that this public official has committed a crime, then he should be held liable right down to his own personal assets. It cannot be a bill that gives this whitewashing or this blanket immunity to public officials. That would not be right. And that's why I told the Wall Street Journal. I did tell the Wall Street Journal other things that they were not aware of at all connected to this Magritte's case. And they wouldn't be aware of these things, because the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, who has been touting this Magritte's case in Wisconsin, along with the Osaki Press in Osaki County, has been doing nothing but a smut and smear campaign against Mr. Magritte's. No one knew his side of the story. And that is also why the Wall Street Journal had contacted me, because they knew that I had spoke to Mr. Magritte's for 3 hours from his jail cell, I got his story, and then I investigated it. And when I investigated it, I found out that his allegations of a crime being committed against him had substantial evidence to show that that is exactly what had happened. I'm not the one, and attorneybusters.com is not the one to pass judgment upon these public officials and say they're guilty and must be put in jail. No, what I'm saying is that attention has been brought to this matter, and the public agencies, being the district attorney's offices, the presiding judge, Joseph McCormack, the FBI, whoever is out there that understands what I've been trying to bring this to light is, should get involved and conduct an investigation and determine if there has been a crime committed. It is being ignored.